This is your chance to pick up a couple of tickets to see Shen Yun Performing Arts on Thursday, January 2nd, 2020 at Place des Arts. And if there's any part of you that thought in 2020 it's going to be the year that I sort of broaden my horizons, this is a show that you want to see. It is so cool. You basically travel to the magical world of ancient China. There's glorious culture that they make come to life on stage, the choreography, the costumes, the backdrops. It is like soul-stirring. I can't wait to see it, and we want to give you a chance to do that as well. We've got Ashley from the South Shore who's trying to win those tickets and take Sam down this morning. How's it going? You're ready to do this? Good.
I'm nervous, but I'm super excited.
Okay.
You don't say.
It's normal to be nervous. We've got 30 seconds on the clock for you. You know how to play the game, right?
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, Ashley. Where does Peter Pan live?
Neverland.
What type of animal would you find in an apiary?
A monkey?
Last name of sibling actors Chris, Liam, and Luke?
Hemsworth.
Spider, snake, and Diefenbachia are types of what?
Amphibian?
Auckland is the most populous city in what country?
Auckland. Auckland. Switzerland?
Okay. There's the buzzer. Nice work, Ashley. We're going to bring Sam in from the isolated booth where he was listening to the Chipmunks Christmas song.
Ah, nice song.
Make it end. It's fun for the first few seconds, and then it just gets annoying.
No, the hula hoop part's the best.
Oh, I know, the hula hoop. Yeah, the bridge.
All right, we've got 30 seconds. You're taking on Ashley in the South Shore.
Hi, Ashley. Good morning. Good luck.
Hi, Sam. How are you?
I'm all right, thank
good
you.
Luck.
Down to business for now, though.
Okay, here we go.
All right, let's do this.
Let's do it.
Where does Peter Pan live?
Neverland.
What type of animal would you find in an apiary?
Pass.
Last name of sibling actors Chris, Liam, and Luke.
Hemsworth.
Spider, snake, and Diefenbachia are types of what?
Pass.
Auckland is the most populous city in what country?
Auckland, New Zealand.
What type of animal would you find in an apiary?
An apiary?
Mm-hmm. Like apiary.
AP as in Peter? I don't know. And spider and I don't know. Are they ins? They're like, no, they can't be.
Oh, there's the buzzer.
Ooh,
couple
them up there.
Questions there.
All right. Ashley. Okay, where does Peter Pan live? The answer is Neverland. You're both correct on that. Mm-hmm. Okay. What type of animal would you find in an apiary? It's traditionally a bee. Maybe there are monkeys in there once in a while, too, but mostly bees.
No idea.
Okay,
yeah.
Neither one of you were correct on that one. Last name of sibling actors, Chris, Liam, and the forgotten Luke Hemsworth, of course. You're both correct on that. Nobody cares about Luke.
I don't even know what he looks like.
You know him. He's a good actor.
All right.
Spider, snake, and Diefenbachia are types of what? The answer is house plants, and neither one of you were correct on that one. And the last question, Auckland is the most populous city in what country? The answer is New Zealand. And unfortunately, Sam got that one right.
Yes.
Ashley, it wasn't a win that he should be proud of. He struggled there.
Those were
tough questions. We loved having you on, though, and we'd love for you to try to take him down again. You've got the best energy.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
I will. Awesome. Have a great day, guys. Thank you.
You too. We love you. Have a good one.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Love your spirit.
All right. We've got Haley and her daughter, Clark, from Dorval, ready to take Sam down this morning. How's it going?
We're doing really well.
Yeah. I love your daughter's name, Clark. That's awesome. That's gorgeous.
Thank you.
All right. Mm. Are you nervous at all, Haley?
Honestly, I'm more nervous than anticipated.
Okay.
Okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Nerves are normal. Take a deep breath. We've got 30 seconds on the clock. You said that you and Clark listen every morning, so you know how to play the game, right?
We do.
Okay,
yeah.
Amazing. We are sending you all of our winning energy this morning. Good luck, Haley.
Okay, guys.
Thank you.
Kurt Russell enlists the help of two kids to help save the Christmas spirit in this 2018 movie.
I don't know.
What plant do pepitas come from?
From where?
What plant do pepitas come from?
I don't know.
In the song about musical notes, what is Ray?
Oh my gosh, I don't know.
Dear. You don't know Ray?
What holiday drink?
Pardon? Sorry.
What holiday drink is served hot and made with wine, spices, and fruit?
Hang on. Oh, mulled wine.
What does... Ooh,
okay. That was a tough last question.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I get every single one of them, and I was like, Yeah.
Well, there are two things. Number one, it is a lot easier in the car. Like, the pressure of the radio is a real thing. I do this every morning, and when I have to fill in, I am very nervous also. Number two, those were really tough questions this morning.
They were. We're stepping it up as we get to the end of the year.
Yeah, I think there was only one question there I would consider easy. So we're going to bring Sam back in from his isolated booth where he was listening to a little Beyonce and Jay-Z, Crazy in Love.
Yeah.
All right, Sam, you're up against Haley this morning and her daughter, Clark. Be warned, they are tough questions.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So let's hope you bombs never stopped me before.
Okay.
No, it has stopped me once in a while, actually.
Kurt Russell enlists the help of two kids to help save the Christmas spirit in this 2018 movie.
I have no clue. Pass.
What plant do pepitas come from?
Oh, my God. Pass.
In the song about musical notes, what is Ray?
Ray is a drop of golden sun.
What holiday drink is served hot and made with wine, spices, and fruit?
It would be either, let's go mulled wine.
What does a vexillologist study?
A what?
A vexillologist.
A vexillologist.
Mm-hmm. Just so you don't know. You know you don't know.
I'm going to pretend like I know for a couple seconds.
Okay.
I'm going to hum and haw. And then waste time.
That's
all disappointed when the buzzer gets here.
I was like, do we not have to humor him pretending he knows the answer to that question?
No, we don't.
And Haley, you didn't know the answer to the last question, right?
I didn't, you know what, to be quite honest with you, I didn't hear the last
Well, we didn't get
question.
To it. We didn't get to it, but you probably, but I, who knows that? I don't know. We'll find out in a second.
Vectors, I don't know.
Okay, let's see what you guys, how you guys made out this morning. Kurt Russell enlists the help of two kids to help save the Christmas spirit in his 2018 movie. Wouldn't have known that. It was Christmas Chronicles. Mm-hmm. I've never seen that. I don't
know. We watched it last year. I want 2 hours of my life back.
Yeah. Kurt Russell in a Christmas movie?
Never,
I don't know.
Never heard of it. All right, what plant do pepitas come from? The answer is pumpkins, and neither one of you were correct on that one.
Okay.
In the song about musical notes, Ray is a drop of golden sun.
You got it.
And Sam was correct on that one.
To be quite honest with you, I didn't understand the question, but I love the sound of music and know every word to that.
That's tough. What holiday drink is served with hot and made with wine, spices, and fruit? It's mulled wine. You were both correct on that one. And the final question, what does a vexillologist study? Now we know that it is flags.
Why do they make these names so complicated? Just say a flagologist. That's
flagologist. Neither one of you were correct on that one. That makes Sam the winner just by one question. Haley, you came so close. And like you said, you didn't understand the question. So we would love for you to try again and take him down.
You know what? I will. Thank you so much.
Okay, we love you. Oh, and we're getting texts now for you and Clark. You should watch Christmas Chronicles on Netflix. Apparently, it's very good.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, bye. Yeah, a lot of texting. It's actually a really good movie. It's one I haven't seen yet.
All right, well, I'll take
I beg to differ.
Probably not for you, I'm assuming.
Probably
wasn't made for you.